Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Always a pleasure for my when my next guest stops in and has a chance to chat with us. She is one of the experts in the field of I don't know what you would call it.
Natural health.
Natural health. There you go. An expert in the field of natural health. Please welcome to the show. I was trying to think of a different. I didn't know how you would put that. I know you know all. You're a teacher when it comes to the oils, essential oils, and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Natural health, other things involved. Please welcome Michelle Ward, ladies and gentlemen. How are you today, Michelle?
I am wonderful.
It's great to see you.
Yes.
Coming in here. You look fired up.
I am fired up.
You are fired up about what you've got going on, aren't you?
This has truly been like a God's walk, is what I want to call it.
You've had I'll just have you tell us your story. Tell us the story of what we're talking about today. What you're here for is you're talking about a seminar you're putting on here in about a month, right?
Yes, and it's more than just a seminar too. So about. Well, I'm gonna back the story up just a little bit. I've been doing natural health for over 10 years.
I've been
going to chiropractic, doing different things. So I've walked the life of natural health and wellness for a long time.
Yeah.
In that time, I have met a lot of different chiropractors here and there and yonder who are top notch in the U.S. And during that walk, I started learning a little bit more and really dove into it a couple years ago when I started learning more about the essential oils.
Okay.
That's when I became teaching,
the classes
and everything.
And teaching the classes and putting on full-scale
educational
events. That's well put.
Yeah. So we call ourselves wellness advocates. So now I'm a wellness advocate, and it's kind of a more purpose-driven.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Okay. It's more I'm purposely sharing with other people
now
versus just doing it for myself.
Yeah.
So in this whole journey, I have followed a chiropractor out of Plainfield, Illinois, because my chiropractor actually went to the same school as this guy. And I started following him. He had actually cured his cancer.
What's this fellow's name?
This fellow's name is Dr. Charles Majors.
Okay.
Okay. I started following him on Facebook and friended him and stuff and really listened to his stuff. And he's really educated me on a lot of different things.
You've had a chance to speak with him? And
I have not spoke with this particular doctor, but I've read his book. But he cured his cancer naturally. He had stage 4 brain cancer.
Wow.
And, was given 6 months to live.
Like a tumor and all that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. He had tumors, everything. Tumors are no longer there.
Holy moly.
Like I said, the docs up in the hospitals where he was at, the best in the world, said, you got 6 months and we may do surgery, we may do chemo, they were going to try surgery. It was inoperable.
Right.
So he was kind of given radiation and chemo and you might have 6 months.
Right.
So his chiropractic friends surrounded him and said, we are not going to allow this to happen.
And they came up with alternatives.
Alternatives, yes. So they flew him to another state and sent his blood work off to, I believe it was Spain. It's been quite a few years since I've read his book. But they did specific blood tests to find exactly what the cause of the problem is.
Okay.
So this was a huge aha moment for me whenever I read his book there's a cause to everything that happens.
Really?
So his actual cause of his cancer was chemicals from building materials.
So part of the key then of these illnesses, I guess, is to determine the root.
Right. So you got to get to the root issue of the cause.
Okay.
So
building materials.
Yeah.
Stop right there.
I know, because that was like your past, man,
that's exactly right. Wait a second.
Yeah. He lived in new homes and built new offices and chiropractic offices and the chemicals from the building material. So we think about
blaming the carpet.
You're blaming the carpet?
No, I don't know.
The carpet guy. It's on his walls, not the wood guys,
I'm not
right?
Blaming the carpet guy.
So if we're around toxins all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, it's whether it's in our car, it could be the cleaning things that we're using to clean our home.
Yeah.
I mean, bleach is obviously not good to use on the bottom of your shower when you walk.
Well, you try to make sure you wash it all away.
Yeah, but there's still residue. Okay.
Yeah, so, I know. But...
So when you step in there, and
I don't want to think about stepping in bleach. Yeah. Maybe that's why my feet are ugly.
Yeah. So when you step in there after you've cleaned your shower with bleach or bleached it down or any other harsh chemicals, you know.
Sure.
You step in there, and the largest pores of your body are on the bottom of your feet.
The largest pores in your body are on the bottom of your feet?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
You absorb the most and then most quickly from the bottom of your feet. And there's a lot of touch points and such on the bottom of your feet. So whenever you step in there, all those chemicals and all those toxins go into your body.
Huh.
Okay? And so we have to detox those. How did we used to detox those? Well, we used to eat natural foods and things, but guess what we eat now?
We used to do that. Now it's all processed.
Yeah, now we eat this processed stuff that's even got more chemicals. So our bodies are being completely overwhelmed. Toxic, you know, overwhelmed. And so then that's when you get, you know, cells doing things that aren't supposed to do.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and the other thing, too, I've learned from these guys is when it comes to genes and things, you actually can turn genes on and off. So, what I've learned about, like, let's say someone with the BRCA gene, okay?
The what gene?
The BRCA gene, the breast cancer gene.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So this is a whole concept that I've got to do more research on and that sort of thing. But what I've gathered from this chiropractor that works with these people, there could be multiple factors to turn on and off that gene.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you could have a certain toxin. You could eat healthy. You could exercise every day, but you've got the BRCA gene.
Eating Raisin Bran every day. Unsugared kind.
You don't eat cereal, but.
Okay, that's processed.
Yeah, that's a whole processed thing.
I'm sorry.
Don't eat cereal. But so when it comes down to it.
What can I eat for breakfast?
Oh, I eat eggs. And,
okay, fruit,
you know,
eggs.
Fruit, eggs, all right. God's food. Okay, back to God's food.
All right.
So anyway, I guess the big message here.
You just came in and saw me eating a sausage biscuit.
I know, right? And you don't even want to know, like, what they put in a sausage biscuit.
No, I don't want to know.
I actually just saw a post on Facebook about the McDonald's fries in the U.S. versus over in, I don't know, it was England or somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, we have way more processed stuff.
Okay. All right, I interrupted you. You were talking.
So, but anyway, so what happened is that, you know, with the genes that turn it on and off is maybe, you know, there was a toxin that the one individual got in contact with that turned on that gene.
Oh, really? Something in particular?
So, well, but it could be different for everybody.
Yeah.
Because we're all different.
Sure.
So when it comes to healthcare, even, you can't just have a cookie cutter, you know, method to treat each patient.
Don't watch me taking a drink of my Diet Coke, okay?
Yeah, right? Yeah, we won't even go there.
You go ahead. Yeah, I realize Diet Coke is horrific
for me.
Oh,
aspartame.
Aspartame and the acid.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, it is just so good.
Yeah, but if you start detoxing your body, you'll have less cravings for that.
Oh, okay.
And the reason they put all that in there is so you crave more. Did you know that?
I'm sorry. Did you say something? I was busy drinking.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, I interrupted. Go ahead.
That's all right. So I have met these different chiropractors and things. So in my following of this Dr. Charles Majors, I found and saw a very intelligent individual posting on all of Dr. Majors and sharing his own information.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to follow him. And that gentleman's name is Dr. Patrick Flynn.
Dr. Patrick Flynn.
And he is going to be the speaker at my event. Now, let me tell you about Dr. Flynn. Dr. Flynn was one of those.
When's the event again?
The event is August the 13th.
Okay.
In Fairfield at the Community of Christ Church. From 1 to 4.
Okay.
So, Dr. Flynn.
Medicine woman.
No, he's a man.
That's Quinn. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's Dr. Quinn. Yeah, Dr. Flynn. Okay, I'll have to tell him you said that. He'll love it. So
Michelle's leaving.
Because he's known as the hormone whisperer.
But wait a minute. We're going to get into that part because that's what I've been planning on hearing about this entire morning. I've been waiting for all this hormone stuff. This is amazing.
This is good. This is good. So Dr. Flynn, I started following his stuff and because I have had surgeries in the past and different things gone on and in my past that has caused hormonal imbalance. So I've known for years that I've got hormonal imbalance.
Okay.
So in my own search for answers, I started following this hormone whisperer, Dr. Patrick Flynn. Well, he happened to be speaking in Morganfield, Kentucky, at one of his Wellness Ways, which is one of his clinics. He's got clinics all over the U.S. And it was like literally going to happen an hour and a half after I saw the post. And I was like, oh my gosh.
So you didn't realize that he was going to be there?
No, I didn't realize it until, like I said, an hour and a half before the event. And my girls and I, we had a chiropractic appointment in Olney, which was the opposite direction. So
wrong way.
I messaged him and I said, I so wish, and I had already messaged him several times saying, would you come to my area to speak, you know, not knowing. I'm very forward like that.
Yeah.
That, you know.
It's online.
Don't know until you ask,
it's
right?
It's exactly right. It's online. Yeah. It's not
well,
like
I'm forward like that anyway.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah, if anybody knows me. So I was just like, you know, would you meet with me tomorrow? Or you can be around tomorrow because I'm off on Fridays. I said, I would come down and drive down and meet with you if you would have time to spend with
me. And you did do that.
Yes, I did.
If he's in Morganfield, was he not coming back up toward to go home?
He was flying home.
Oh.
Yeah, he was going to be flying home. Oh. Well, and I didn't know. Like, yeah. I did ask that. I was like, so how long can you hang around the area?
Yeah,
drive. And he asked me.
Stop by on Route 45 as you're moving up.
Yeah, right. So and he said he was setting up his clinic that morning. I had a meeting with his clinic people in the morning. And I said, if you're willing to meet with me, I will come down and meet with you. I don't care if it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Because I'm like, this dude's intelligent.
Isn't that something though? When you find somebody that you're supremely impressed with like that, you just want to know more, don't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. So I drove down that next morning. He agreed to meet with me, and we sat in a coffee shop for 2 hours.
I tell you what, we're going to do.
Yeah, you're going to take a break.
I'm going to take a break. We're going to find out more about this conversation you had with the hormone whisperer. The hormone. And we'll see what's going on with it. We'll see what I'm fascinated by this. I'm talking with Michelle Ward, and you're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW Fairfield. Back in just a minute. Very difficult, I'll tell you, to do that for me. You know it is. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Okay, I'm sitting here with Michelle Ward. She is an independent wellness advocate and a natural health
enthusiast.
There you go. And we've been talking about her running in and heading down talking to Dr. Patrick Flynn. Tell me about your conversation with Dr. Flynn.
So when I sat down with him, I pretty much just shared my journey so far with sharing, you know, doing these classes and all the different people I've ran into who just have simply horrific wellness problems.
Okay.
You know? So just struggle.
They've tried everything,
you know. And so I told him, I said, in that journey, I've helped provide some answers to some people that there are some, you know, natural ways that if we make some changes that could help them. And I said, I'd love to wake them up to an even further, you know, at a larger level.
Yeah.
And because a lot of people, you can teach them so much, you know, is what they can do at home.
Yeah.
But at times, you do need someone that knows a little bit more.
So
that's why we turn to our medical
community,
and they do a wonderful job.
Absolutely,
and,
right. Of course.
I kind of look at what he taught me that morning was we love our medical community.
Of course.
Okay? Medicine's there for a reason. They are kind of like the firefighters, okay? You got a house that's burning down, let's say a heart attack or, you know, whatever your major thing's going on, you need surgery. They're going to go in and they're going to put out the fire, right?
Exactly right.
Okay, so when they're done, what does a firefighter do? They walk out loud and proud because their job is to put out the fire.
They stop the fire.
They stop the fire, and then the homeowner walks back in and looks at the structure.
Yeah.
And, of course,
there's... realizes there's things they need to do to change so they don't get a fire again.
Yeah. Well, that, and can they live in that environment? No, it's all crispy and crusty and, you know, and it's not healthy either, right?
As you just heard me hacking.
Yeah. Not healthy.
Well, it's good. Michelle's sitting here happy that she's sitting 6 feet away from me. I can tell.
Yeah. So here, the concept he pointed out is where's the carpenters in this mix?
Okay.
So what he does is the carpenter work. He goes in and he does blood testing. And he does the rebuild. And he just helps the body through nutrition and supplementation and whatever needs to be done specifically to that person, because he doesn't guess about it. It's not like he's here to sell us this vitamin or this oil or whatever. He goes in and he actually does blood testing to see what's out of whack.
Okay.
And then he specifically, because he studied the naturopathic medicine, how to bring that body back into check.
Okay.
And in doing so, he has not only helped his wife, as I was sharing on the break.
Tell the story about his wife.
His wife, when he met her, he was, I don't know exactly when they met, but I assume he was probably in high school or early college, and he was studying to be chiropractic.
Sure, sure.
And he found out that she could not have children. She told him, she goes, I cannot have children. And so that became a big why as to, you know, his studies, and he's like,
probably drove him. He wanted to have his own children.
He wanted to have his own children. So he looked at ways to how to restore function in, you know, her organs, and so she could carry a baby or whatever the problem was. I don't know the specific issue. But they were able to have four children.
They have four children today.
They have four daughters.
Yep. How about that?
Four girls at that.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got three. Yeah, now, wait a minute.
The hormone therapy doesn't guarantee girls, I guess, does it?
No, does not guarantee girls. Okay. Probably thank goodness for a lot of dads out there, especially the leg up dads, by the way.
More
girls.
Are your girls in this
yes,
thing?
Yeah.
How'd they do?
Oh, awesome. We're national champs, man.
National champions, ladies and gentlemen. How about that?
Yes.
Down there in Disney World, congratulations.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. So, he's got four beautiful daughters because of his research and due diligence. And he is coming up. He's really revolutionizing America's way of looking at healthcare.
Really?
Because of, you know, this is different. Have you heard of this before?
No.
No.
No, you whenever you talked to me about coming onto the show, you said, okay, well, it's Michelle. I'll put Michelle on if she wants to talk about a cheeseburger for an hour. That's fine, because Michelle can talk about a cheeseburger for an hour. That's great.
Probably dissected down to horrible
elemental
things in the cheeseburger purchased.
I don't want to do that.
You know, but... that's probably the route I would go first.
So
selling the cheeseburger, brother.
So Dr. Flynn is coming in again on August 13th.
Yes.
From 1 to 4 p.m.
Yes.
What's he going to talk about?
So when he comes in, he is going to talk about the hormones. He's going to unlocking happy hormones.
Unlocking happy hormones is the name of the
event.
How do you know if your hormones aren't happy?
Well, if you're having hot flashes, if you're
moody
a little bit.
I must tell you, I am occasionally moody.
Okay.
I don't have hot flashes.
Okay.
Is this for men or is this for me?
This is for men and women both.
This is for men and women both.
Yes.
Okay.
And let's say a lot of men, actually. I'm glad you caught on this, because a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, I'll go. And I always say, bring your husband. And they look at me kind of funny and sideways, like, ha ha, yeah. This guy's hilarious, and he's bringing one of his friends, and we'll get to that here in a minute, but he's super funny, and this is for men and women both.
Really?
Absolutely. So with this event, in addition to that, men that have, let's say, low testosterone, that's a hormone, okay, have low energy.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of young ones think, oh, I don't have low testosterone, because they function just fine.
Sure, young men don't have low testosterone for the most part.
Yeah, well...
For the most part. Some can.
That they know of.
Ah.
But okay. The wives sit around and go,
here we go.
He's got no energy.
Here we go. Here it's starting. Here we go. Michelle's here.
He works all day.
Michelle's
long.
Getting to the fun part. Here we go.
I know. I'm married to one.
Oh, is that?
So whenever, a guy has low testosterone, they may not realize it because everything functions correctly.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
But they have low energy. They could be depressed. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that go with that. Or they could just start having some random health things go on. Yeah. So low testosterone is a big deal. So what he will do is help you address that naturally. And my husband's actually one of those.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Did he want you to tell that?
It doesn't matter. Because our thing is and I share things even about myself. I have the progesterone of a menopausal woman.
You don't have to tell me that.
That's all right.
You realize I'm recording this.
So this,
all right.
Yeah, this is fine. I feel like sharing this information with others.
Well, see, that's why you're doing this.
Is empowering to others because I know there's others in our shoes.
Yeah.
So I do this also in my classes, too.
Let's talk about unlocking happy hormones.
So unlocking happy hormones, this event is going to provide you with the information, the tools, the education as to why you may have these hormonal imbalances.
For men or women.
For men and women, both. And then he's also going to be bringing in his friend Ross. Now, Ross is someone super special. So
you need to hack there for a second. You need a glass of water.
I'm just dry.
All right.
It's just dry. It's all good.
All right.
So Ross is a close friend of Dr. Flint's. He's an associate pastor and worship leader and youth pastor at Celebration Church in Green Bay. Now, what also makes Ross...
Now, I got to ask. At the churches in Green Bay, do they pray for the health of the Packers?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't asked them that question.
They're both Green Bay people.
I know, right?
And you haven't asked them about the Packers?
No.
At all?
No, we have a lot to talk about.
I guess you do.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess sports was not one of those things.
It's the first thing I saw. This guy's from Green Bay.
That's funny.
This guy's
you need to come and ask him that.
I probably should.
You should.
I probably should. I've probably got all kinds of hormonal issues that I don't even know about.
Well, and most people don't realize they have that.
Well, you said that this guy used to have ADHD. I have a lot of difficulty keeping a train of thought.
Yeah.
And keeping the discussion going where we're supposed to go, right?
Absolutely.
You can tell that right now.
Yeah. I have to reel him back a few times, listeners.
All right.
Back on track.
Back on track.
Back
Dr.
On track
Ross, you're going to have to help me here.
Okay. It's Skorzeski. Yes.
Skorzeski.
I can't even say it today.
Skorzeski.
I apologize, Ross, when you listen to this. So Ross is going to be coming in and joining him. He's going to offer a special message.
Ross is the pastor.
Ross is the associate pastor.
Associate pastor.
He is the son-in-law to someone that some people may know around here.
Vince Lombardi.
No. Wrong. But Mark Gunger... Okay.
Oh, really?
Pastor Mark Gunger is known for his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage. If you go to the Christian bookstore in town, you can find Mark Gunger's book on Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage.
Really?
He is an internationally known pastor or church leader.
Sure.
Who goes around and he does seminars for relationships for men and women.
And this gentleman, Mr. Skorzeski.
Yes.
Doctor? Is it doctor?
No.
No. Mr. Skorzeski is his son-in-law. So... Does dad give Ross the occasional tip, father-in-law to son-in-law?
Well, what's interesting is Ross is actually the producer of the Mark Gunger show. And
so he's heard it all.
Has been a guest on the air on that particular show.
Really?
Often. And he knows all of course, his father-in-law's stuff, I would say. He's a pastor
producer,
at the church.
Producer of the show.
And yeah, so he actually has a lot of exciting credentials, too. He's done a lot of different things for businesses, and he is he's a communication guy, kind of a relationship expert, you could say.
Really?
Yes. And even when it comes to
businesses.
So he's
Dear Abby.
Kinda, maybe. Maybe a little bit better.
Carolyn Hacks.
I don't know. So, back on track, Bruce.
Dr. Phil.
Oh, he'd put Dr. Phil to shame. He'd look Dr. Phil out of the water.
All right, back on track.
So back on track. Mark a Gunger show that, you know, he's been the producer of that, but he's gone into businesses and even done like even organizational, you know, relationships as far as building and
team
know,
building,
morale
and that, kind
team
of
building
thing.
That sort of thing. So if you have a business, maybe come and learn a little something about that in there too, because, you know, it's always good for businesses too. So he's going to come. Okay, what's neat about Ross and how I learned about Ross and the reason that he's probably coming is when I was sitting there visiting with Dr. Flynn, we got talking about church.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You're both heavily involved in your church.
So, you know, we started talking about that. And so spiritually, I kind of feel like this was, I always say, like a God has hand. I mean, how many internationally known speakers want to sit down with Michelle Ward for 2 hours on a...
Apparently a couple.
Apparently, obviously, this guy. Yeah. So at the end of that conversation, he says, he asked for my cell phone number so we could get in contact. So if we could make this event happen,
sure,
we could.
Sure.
And but what he sent me was not just a message of, you know, business. It was, I'm going to send you, he wanted to show me a video of his friend Ross singing some very wonderful spiritual songs, Christian music. It was just a link to that. That's what he sent me.
Really?
And he told me to listen to it on the way home. So when I listened to it, I was very tearful. It was very
moving. Is that good, huh?
Oh, my gosh. I cannot tell you.
And he's going to be singing at this thing, too?
And he's going to also come, and he's going to offer some songs, yes. And I've specifically requested one of the songs on that video, because there was three of them, one of them to be shared.
How about that?
Yeah. Like, I cannot tell you, Bruce. Like, he moved me spiritually. Yeah.
I bet you that drive from Morganfield probably lasted about 30 minutes or 10 minutes or something like that.
Well, it's an hour and a half.
Well, I understand that, but it made you feel like you were like it lasted.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just, there were so many things going through my head.
Yeah.
So, I just knew. I knew this is something and that this community would love to hear. And I jokingly said to Dr. Flynn, I said, so you want to bring this guy with you when you come, you know, maybe he can sing because I thought that would be good. And as I put this together, I really did pray and I said, you know, I don't know what this event's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a business person, but I feel like, you know, I need to have this at a church.
Sure.
You know, one, because I want it to be spiritual and I want this to be something that of value to this community.
Oh, so absolutely.
I was trying to figure out, like, you know, so I thought, what do I need to make this look like? And then the other thing is, who needs to benefit from it? And I looked at it from an attendee perspective. But also, when I've done events in the past, we've donated to the Friday lunch thing that they do for the kids at the Methodist Church. And I thought, what else could be a good program? And my girls have been going to the Kingdom Kids program.
It's a great program.
Baptist Church. And amazing. Pat Scarborough with that is just absolutely a wonderful program. They even feed the kids supper if needed, if they're still there at close to 6 o'clock. So I thought, what a great charity that we could give to, you know, as I bring Dr. Flynn in. I made sure he was okay with that. He was ecstatic.
So the proceeds from this thing are going to the Kingdom Kids.
The Kingdom Kids.
How about that?
Yeah, at the Baptist Church.
The event is Saturday, August 13th from 1 to 4. It's going to be a Community of Christ Church. That's out there on Windsor Lane. That's the one where the blood drives are held.
Yes.
And if folks want more information on it, we'll give all this information again. But if folks want more information on this event, what do they need to do, Michelle, before we go to break?
They can go on Facebook. And I have a business page called A Drop of Wellness. There's an event link on there. They could even just do a search for Unlocking Happy Hormones, and it'll pull up.
Okay.
Or they can go to Eventbrite to get their tickets. The tickets are $10 each. And just go to unlockinghappyhormones.eventbrite.com.
I'm talking to Michelle Ward here on the Bruce Dickey Show. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more with Michelle, and talk more about this event coming up on August 13th when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show. Back in a minute. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show, folks, here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. It is 948, 84 degrees outside, on the way up to 86. I think it's going to probably get past that. But my guest across the way is the lovely and talented Mrs. Michelle Ward. She's an independent wellness advocate, and we've been talking about the event, the Unlocking Happy Hormones event coming up Saturday, August 13th from 1 to 4 at the Community of Christ Church. Now, you have had things in town before. You've had seminars in town, and you've brought guests in to speak before. Those were kind of more of a come-and-go type of thing, weren't they? But this is a full...
Not all of those, no. Most of those have been more educational classes.
I was thinking the one at the Methodist Church was a come-and-go, but I might be thinking wrong.
No, we had multiple different speakers. So they may have come for one, maybe left or whatever.
I see. This one is really kind of a... this is a nice way to spend the whole afternoon. It's $10 a ticket, but you're really getting a lot out of that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. And I didn't even mention, too, we've got the Payton Sisters, who is a young duo from mm-hmm. Norris City, Riley and Rachel. They're 12 and 14 years old. Wonderful Southern gospel singers, and they're also going to be there to sing.
Okay.
So you're kind of coming for a Christian concert mm-hmm. slash you get a little of the Ross exciting, like contemporary Christian.
He's going to talk as well as sing, though, right?
He's going to talk and speak both. And then he's going to kind of give us the whole relationship perspective. And then Dr. Flynn, as amazing as he is going to literally pull all that together and open couples' eyes, you know, up to, okay, now let's talk about the hormones and how this all marries together. You know, from a relationship, you know, hormones can be, you can help your spouse with their hormones. And so there's so many interlocking things that he's going to teach us, and it's going to be funny.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's done a presentation. We talked about the Mark Gunger.
Yeah.
Him and Mark have actually done a Laugh Your Way to Better Hormones and Marriage seminar.
I don't understand what laughing your way to better hormones, other than introducing dopamine into the system. The more you laugh or something, I mean, it fires more dopamine into your head or something. Is that what it is?
Well,
I guess I'm confused about the whole
because
thing.
Mark Gunger has this Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They used, when they got together, they put together a seminar.
Okay.
You know, and Dr. Flynn talked about the hormone and the physical aspect of hormones and how that can affect relationships.
Right.
Okay. You know, when there's hormonal imbalance. And then Mark Gunger did the whole just relationship, the gospel piece of it, you know, in relationships. And so.
The basic goal here is making folks happier, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the basic goal is. The thing is my mission is empowering, I call it the empowering journey to wellness. So if you have wellness of the mind, body, and spirit, mm-hmm. then everything pulls together. And many people will find when they start working on one, they start focusing on another. So maybe they start with the spirit. Then they, you know, okay, this is God's temple, so I need to take care of it. So then they start taking care of their body. So it's all connected.
Do they... This seminar really isn't this event really isn't only for the people who know about essential oils and know what's going on. This is for everybody.
This is general public. This is not even specific.
I mean, say like all right, you're talking the hypothetical guy, Bruce Dickey, comes walking, has no idea what's going on with hormone therapy. All I know is occasionally I get adrenaline. You know, like watching a baseball game or playing baseball, playing wiffle ball.
Right.
I'll get the occasional adrenaline surge. These people are explaining hormones to a larger extent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is this event will speak to medical people, medical professionals, mm-hmm. Natural health professionals, and it will also speak to the general public.
And the layman.
Yes. So even like couples with infertility,
right.
And there are so many who suffer silently with that, I recommend them to come.
Well, folks suffer silently even though... Yeah, because, I mean, of course, there's no stigma to it, but there in your own family, it's terrifically disappointing, I presume, if you have that kind of...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, if you really want to have children and you cannot have your own.
Yeah.
And adoption is wonderful.
Can be terrifically disappointing.
I've got several adopted cousins, but that process is... difficult.
Yeah.
It is a very difficult process. So, you know, for these individuals to help them actually, and a lot of them, you know, spend so much money in hormone therapy and all of these things. And Dr. Flynn, I mean, if you look at his page, just look up the Hormone Whisperer on Facebook.
Hormone Whisperer.
And you
the Hormone Whisperer.
You will see on his page ultrasounds.
Not the horse whisperer, the hormone,
whisperer. Yes. But you'll see on his page ultrasounds from, you know, some of his patients saying thank you so much. And these people have been all over and they've spent thousands of dollars trying to get their hormones in check and, you know, this kind of therapy and that kind of therapy.
What if you've been married for 25 years and you really don't feel like having kids? This still fits for you, right?
This still fits for you because I probably could put money on it that
25 years later that
that there's
fire may not be burning as bright as it
used to be. And well, and that, and it's just the toxic,
50 years for that matter,
the toxic load we have in our bodies today affect our hormones. Okay, so
all right, tell me, that how long does it take to clean out the, if this guy is gonna try to help you clean your toxins out, right?
Depends on the mess that you create.
Depends what you've got. It,
yeah.
it can take more time or less time.
Yes.
Depending on the person.
Yeah. So okay. So for example, my husband.
I bet you he just loves.
He's loving it. He's loving it. It's just a toxic.
Well, last time you
he's
were
a
here.
Construction worker.
Last time you were here, we talked about your husband and how the different things
helps
were working.
Helps with his energy levels and things. So. A lot of his was just, you know, like toxic. He worked construction, puts in water and sewer lines. You know, there's all kinds of yucky stuff that he deals with. So his was more of a toxic load issue. Mine, cortisol levels. So if you know anything about cortisol,
nothing at all.
Stress hormone.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm a little type A.
Okay.
You know, what can I say?
Yeah, I understand.
I don't sleep like, well, I sleep well when I sleep.
Yeah.
But getting my butt to bed is not good. Like, I need to go to bed at 9 o'clock and wake up. So he actually,
why you were happy when the show went to 9 o'clock instead of 8.
Yes. Because I stay up late and I'm not. So, but you know, I still work out in the morning and stuff.
Sure,
but
sure.
In the end though, we need to go to bed earlier, especially young moms.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always happen. I probably got in trouble last night because I was emailing about 10 o'clock. So Dr. Flynn is probably thinking, Michelle.
Well, now what time are you getting up?
Trouble. What time do I get up?
Yeah.
Depends on the day and when I have to do.
Okay, I got you.
This morning I was up by 6.
I got you. Well, you see, now that's fine. That's good. You got plenty of sleep last night.
Yeah, but it was 11 o'clock when I got to bed.
7 hours.
But if you can get to bed every hour before midnight, you get to bed is like, I don't know how, 4 hours of sleep.
What about those
after?
Of us who wake up at 4 o'clock?
Then you should go to bed at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah,
and it's
right.
Perfect. It's actually perfect. You're probably doing better with your hormones, Bruce, because you go to bed earlier.
I don't go to bed earlier. That's the problem.
Oh.
Then
you're a train
wreck.
I
was reading last night after 11 o'clock is when I put my book down.
Oh, yeah. You're probably a train wreck, Bruce. Hate to tell you.
All right.
Dr. Flynn, you're
paging Dr. Flynn,
yes,
Dr. Flynn.
Yes, definitely.
Huh? All right, we've been talking, and this sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. This is Saturday, August 13th. It's going to be from 1 to 4 at Community of Christ Church. You want to be there on time because it's a good event, and you want the whole thing. Tickets are $10 a piece. Where can folks go to get tickets now?
Okay, you can go to Eventbrite. So go to just in your Google search or whatever, Unlocking Happy Hormones.
Unlocking Happy Hormones.
.Eventbrite.
Okay.
.com.
Unlocking Happy Hormones.
And I bet you if you just Google it,
Eventbrite.com. So this guy, the Eventbrite, probably has a few of his events coming up, or is this the only thing you'd have going?
Yeah, he's
might want to make sure you get to the Fairfield event, I guess.
The Fairfield event, it actually says Unlocking Happy Hormones has got a little heart locket on it with a key. So you can look for that. And there will be ads in the Outlook magazine. Also, you'll be getting a TOC. From the
TOC direct
mailer.
Yeah,
with the flyer and information, the link on there, the first part of August.
Sure.
So, you know, there is a little time, but I would not hesitate to get your ticket because he has not pushed this yet on Facebook, and Dr. Flynn has his own following. So I kind of really want to make sure our community gets in there.
So when he throws it on Facebook, there might be a lot of folks coming from all over.
You better believe it, because I think, you know, people would travel a couple hours to come
see him. How far, I was going to say, how far did they come to Morganfield?
I don't know. I wasn't at the Morganfield event. Remember, I had my
talked to him the next day. You didn't ask.
No, I didn't. I do know he had well over 250 people, and Morganfield's smaller than us.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So with them being smaller than us, you know, I think we could have over 300 people at this event.
He
can bring in between 300 and 800 people.
Michelle, it sounds like it's going to be a great event, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Again, it's Saturday, August 13th at the Community of Christ Church, Unlocking Happy Hormones. You want more information, you can contact Michelle or go. Her email is kendallmichelle@hotmail.com. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Thanks very much for listening. I'll talk to y'all next week.